This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. House has passed a bill to learn more about the illicit financing of synthetic drugs, including fentanyl and methamphetamine. Colorado Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen was the lead Democrat on the bill with Republican Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz. Pedersen says it's important to study the financing and proceeds of the drug trade.
By following the money behind the multi-billion dollar drug trade, we are able to understand the traffickers' operations and improve our ability to disrupt their activities.
Pedersen said the bill won't solve all the issues related to the opioid crisis. She called for more support of drug treatment and recovery services, as well as a crackdown on social media companies that permit the sale of illegal drugs. The family of Christian Glass will receive a $19 million settlement for the police shooting death of their son in Clear Creek County last summer. The agreement is the largest known police violence settlement in the state's history. The family's attorney, Siddhartha Rathod.
But what's more important are the non-economic terms and the message that this settlement sends to law enforcement across the nation, that communities will no longer tolerate this type of policing.
In addition to the money, Clear Creek County will implement training programs and dedicate a public park in Glass's name. The White River National Forest has signed off on a number of improvements for the Hanging Lake Trail in Glenwood Canyon. Changes include redesigns of several bridges, as well as a boardwalk at the popular Spouting Rock feature. The trail saw significant damage from debris flow in 2021 that came on the heels of the Grizzly Creek fire. Construction will begin this fall. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's fresh air. And speaking of, if you're hoping to get some outside, some smoke from those wildfires in Canada is still lingering along the Front Range today.